It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. There's a shortage of teachers in the American Indian community. That's why the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee recently received $1.1 million from the United States Department of Education's Bureau of Indian Education to address the issue. Why is there a shortage? Well, that's one of the questions we'll try to answer this morning. We'll also talk about the program's aims and what might be accomplished. Margaret Newton is director of the Electa Quinney Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She's also an associate professor of English at the university. Margaret, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning.
First of all, tell us, what is the Electa Quinney Teacher Training and Administrative Leadership Program?
It's a very long term, but it's basically just to support Native teachers in pursuing a career in education. Some of them choose to become certified and teach at an elementary level. Others go for middle school or high school. We actually even support people as they pursue administrative and superintendent licenses.
The United States Department of Education's Bureau of Indian Education recently awarded the program $1.1 million. What purpose will that money serve?
We actually are going to be focusing this time on how we can encourage people to pursue a career teaching math and science. That's something that we know we have a shortage of all over the state, especially in the Milwaukee area and some of the communities near some of the reservations. So there have been grants awarded in the past that supported people going into the early childhood area, so we've made a little progress there, and now we're going to see if we can focus on some of the other areas.
And what schools, where will these students be teaching when they're done?
They can actually teach in a wide range of schools. There are a number of schools here in the Milwaukee area that have a high population of Native students, and there are a number of public schools that are near the tribes. We have reservations throughout our state, and those nations often send their kids to public schools right near their home.
And why is it important that the children at these schools are taught by American Indian teachers?
I think it really is the way many people feel. If you go to school and you see a diverse group of teachers, you see a diverse group of leaders in that school encouraging you to do your best, and in that group you can see yourself, you have a better chance for success. So when you sit in a classroom, if people recognize your Native identity and you can recognize in some of the people who are helping you the same Native identity, I think it really does ensure a better success.
This project is intended to address the teacher and administrator shortage in the American Indian community. Let's talk about how what the scope is of that shortage. How big a problem is this?
It is actually a pretty big problem. We have a history in this nation of having Native communities not necessarily trust public education or higher education, because initially there was a lot of people sent to schools that weren't their choosing. They were in situations where they were discouraged from speaking their language, and it took a while for people to trust going to schools and sending their kids to school. So it definitely, the next step was it took a while to believe that a career in that field would be good. So we just are behind several decades, really, generations that we need to make up if we want to make sure that students have Native teachers.
Why is the focus of this particular project on those who want to teach science, technology, engineering, math, and computer science?
It really is, I think, for us, one of the last areas that we have very, very low representation. I think that we have all across the country people focus on what they call the STEM areas for students. We know that it's an important thing for them to do well in a variety of careers, and so there is an initiative across the country to have kids here in America do better in those areas. And we just want to make sure that we have Native teachers be a part of that movement and that the Native kids are seeing in that area the same representation that other kids might be seeing.
This is the second year that the program has received money from the Department of Education. What was the money used for last year?
Most of the money that we get goes directly to students. So these are students who fill out the same financial aid materials that everyone fills out when they go to college, and it's partly based on need. I mean, certainly if there are other scholarships that they could use first, we encourage them to do that so that we can reach the widest number of students. But for many of them, they do not have extensive funding. They don't come from a community that's giving them full ride tuition support, and so this is really to help them pay their tuition and buy books and do those things you have to do when you're in college.
I want to go back, circle back, and talk a little bit more about the history and kind of how we got to the point where we've recognized there's a shortage and we're actually trying to do something about it. Probably there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily aware of why it was that there was so much mistrust of the public school system because of the things that had happened historically. Could you just maybe expand on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, it's a really actually hard subject to talk about here in Wisconsin. One of the things I often say first is that the citizens of Wisconsin were very supportive of Native people, and when some of the Native leaders were working out how reservations would be formed and go forward, many of the citizens of Wisconsin, when it first became a state, were very supportive. But there were other areas where the education was controlled either by the government or by missionary groups, and their goal was to remove the traces of culture and language and really completely assimilate children. And it had some pretty profoundly negative effects in some cases. There were always a few cases where kids went to these schools and they did okay and they learned what they needed to. But, for instance, in Canada, they had an entire truth and reconciliation movement where they addressed what actually happened in some of the schools. And in many cases, there were things going on that no adult would want happening to kids in a school setting, and kids were separated from families, and they really were traumatized in a way that moved forward several generations. If you don't grow up with good parenting, you often struggle to provide that yourself, and then it gets perpetuated. So people saw the schools as part of this system, and they really hesitated to get engaged further with a system that really, many people would say, is the reason that the languages are endangered now.
Mm-hmm. Where do your students come from?
My students, if you're talking about me personally, I teach Ojibwe at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, which is a wonderful, wonderful job. I have an assistant teacher now that teaches it with me, and our first year class has about 15 students, and every year we have about half and half. We have students who say, this is part of my own heritage, I want to learn this language because it's the language my ancestors spoke. But the other half of the class will say things like, I want to learn this language because I'm fourth or fifth generation Wisconsin citizen. I came here to this institution in Milwaukee, and I realize that all around me are words in a native language, and I just want to learn more about that. So we have kids mostly from the state of Wisconsin, and they range from, I think right now I have a group that covers about four different tribal nationalities, and then there's a number of students who are American.
The Electa Quinney Teacher Training and Administrative Leadership Program is a partnership. Could you talk to about what the partnership is intended to accomplish?
It's a partnership with the Electa Quinney Institute and the School of Education on our campus, and then there is a school in Milwaukee, the Indian Community School, that will be celebrating its 50th anniversary next year. And at that school, they have really supported Native education for quite a long time. They teach four languages at the school. To the extent that we have those languages available in our region, they're the languages of the area, and it's a school where in every way that they can, they try to improve education in our Native communities. So really, between this private elementary school, an institute on a university campus, and then the public instruction in Milwaukee and at the state level, we all work together to see how we can make a difference.
$1.1 million. How many prospective teachers will that money support?
Well, our first million that we had supported 15 teachers for all the way through, from the very beginning to getting certified. And then the second, we think that it will support about 10. Part of that is because what we're doing is trying to encourage people to do whatever they can to move to the next level in their career. So sometimes we're asking people to do a little bit of graduate school work or do something more than just the basics. So we really let the students design the program that is right for them and their own career goals. But tuition is not cheap, and we try to spread it as far as we can.
I hear you. Margaret Newton, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Miigwech. Thank you.
Margaret Newton is director of the Electa Quinney Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and an associate professor of English at the university. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.